G'day, Ralph. Could you just state your name for me?
Ralph Franz Manif.
And what did you do for a quid?
Public servant.
In what area?
In associations, corporate affairs department, Ministry of Fair Trading and Crown Law.
And that's with the Western Australian government?
That's correct.
And you were there in 1992?
Yes.
You'd be aware of the Australian Workers Union Workplace Reform Association?
Yes.
You were there at the department at the time it was incorporated?
Yes.
When an application came in with the name of a union in the title, what would be your immediate reaction?
That it would require ministerial consent.
Ministerial consent?
Yep.
There was a $22 cheque made out to the Department of Corporate Affairs from this association. Does that amount of money bring any recollections to you?
That would be, I think, the fee for the application to the minister.
So for the name to be registered with the union's name in it would require ministerial consent?
Yes.
And that means an application goes up to the minister, the minister then goes back to the department and says, go ahead and register it.
Yes, we put up a... Ray or myself or John Lucas would put up a submission. We either agree with the name and we recommend or not recommend his approval. But he was up to him to decide for himself.
And who's him?
Would have been the minister at the time.
There's also a letter that I think you've seen now, the letter from Ray Neal.
Yes.
To this association saying, OK, we'll incorporate it if you do certain things after the incorporation. What's your opinion about that letter?
I don't believe that Ray would probably sign that, because as far as I'm concerned, it was a nonsense letter. There's no way that you could make them comply with the request.
Because it says, okay, look, you're not eligible for incorporation, but we will incorporate you if you do something 30 days after incorporation.
I find that ridiculous.
Yeah, I must admit, me too. Now, have the police been in contact with you?
They have been in contact with me about a year and a half ago.
And that's Victoria Police Fraud Squad detectives?
That's correct.
Did they want you to make a statement?
No, they showed me a statement with my name at the bottom, but unsigned and undated. But I can't remember ever making a statement to any police officer.
So the police had prepared a statement for you, and they attended and spoke with you about it, but you didn't sign it?
I didn't sign it, no.
You got any other commentary or anything you'd like to say about the matter of the incorporation of this association? And what I'm leading at is, in the ordinary course of business, would an incorporation like this one have got through all the hoops and made its way to be incorporated?
No. No, it just wasn't our policy. I don't know why this one did. It may have been a bit of, depending on who the minister was at the time, it could have been a bit of coercion. But I really can't believe that Ray would have signed such a letter, because it's just beyond belief.
Good on you, Ralph. Thank you.